This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Mortgage Bankers Association reported yesterday that mortgage applications are down. Makes sense given that rates, both in the market and in the mind of Janet Yellen, seem to be heading up. On the other hand, though, as economists like to say, there was news this morning that new home construction was up last month, as were permits for said construction. Pre-election numbers, yes, but a sign nonetheless that there is demand in a market that is still feeling the crisis and the housing bust. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman gives us the lay of the housing landscape.
Let's start with those new home construction numbers. Now, keep in mind, this sector was slow to recover following the recession. Builders were too scared and scarred by the housing bust to break ground. Buyers were holding back, too, worried about their jobs and mediocre paychecks. And that resulted in an imbalance, says Susan Wachter at the Wharton School.
Supply not keeping up with demand,
leading to a big spike in housing costs.
Dramatically increasing rents. Rents and prices are increasing in many markets across the U.S.
With new home construction picking up, there'll be more supply, helping to ease this affordability crunch. But now another wrench gets thrown in the works, rising mortgage rates.
That could chill the housing market and cause price increases to slow down.
Bad news for home builders just ramping up their business and homeowners thinking of selling. But don't go all negative yet, says Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance.
Interest rates alone aren't the primary factor when it comes to someone buying a house.
He says what'll keep driving buyers into the market is feeling safe and better off.
So to the extent the economy is humming along and people feel good about their jobs and their financial wealth, that bodes well.
Even if mortgage rates go to 5% next year, as he expects.
No question, there's still going to be some sticker shock when somebody goes out there and go, what do you mean the mortgage rate's 4.5%? I thought it was under 4. And they'll say, well, that was last year.
Yeah, record low mortgage rates. That could be so 2016. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.